Hello, today is the 24th of May, and on the WSIU Almanac, happy 79th birthday to Tommy Chong, and Priscilla Presley is 72 today. Locally, Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White announces the 13th annual Illinois Emerging Writers Competition is going on now, and the deadline to get your work submitted is the 30th of June. For more information, call 217-558-2065. Or you can see the link to this year's writing contest rules by going to our website. And hard to believe, but we are now less than 3 months away from, well, you know. And here to share her first eclipse experience is Master Educator Michelle Nichols of Adler Planetarium.
The moon completely covers the sun, and at that point, all bets are off. Whatever your reaction is what it is. My reaction when I saw my first one was I sobbed. I absolutely lost it, and it was such an emotional experience. I was really excited, and all the other things that you're supposed to do, like look for bright stars in the sky, did the wind die down, did it pick up, did it get cooler, I truly don't remember, and because I was so focused on looking at the eclipse.
And that's the May 24th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy the day. Happy Wednesday, and here is your WSIU Almanac. After 14 years of construction, the Brooklyn Bridge opened for business on this day in 1883. And as we're getting close to June, the city of Olney reminds you that their Sounds of the Summer free concert series begin on June the 1st. They'll run every Thursday this summer at Bauer Park in Olney. And with Heron Festa starting soon, let's hear from Cheryl Rancino Trench. She's a longtime native who was there at the beginning of the Heron Fest 26 years ago.
Looking back on 1991, and those of us who are the old dogs who've been there since the beginning, it was fascinating. We had a little tiny wine garden in the back of the Civic Center, and there were still houses. The Civic Center has now purchased in a two-block area. It's vast now. And we had an accordion player from Chicago. We had five Italian food booths, the Casey's, Antoinette. We had five people that did a taste of Heron. You bought tickets, and then you could buy that stuff. And there were 5,000 people at that first one, which blew our minds.
And this was in 91.
1991 of May. It was only 3 days.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for May the 24th. Have a good day.